The vibration you're in is going to dictate what you attract into your life.
Before we start the podcast, we want to give our condolences to the Proctor family, the Proctor and Gallagher Institute, and all of the millions of people around the world whose lives were transformed by one of the greatest thought leaders in personal development history. Our mentor, Bob Proctor, passed away last Thursday, but his legacy will live in our hearts forever. A legend who dedicated his entire life to openly teaching the meaning of true discipline, universal laws, and the principles of success. The name of our podcast came from something you were always saying. It's all about the vibration you're in. So grateful to have had the pleasure to have you in our lives, and I know that you'll always be with us in spirit. Mr. Bob Proctor.
Vibration is something that I love studying. When you're in a restaurant or in a store or any place where the energy is really good, you feel very comfortable. It's the vibration in the place. You've gone into a restaurant and sat down, and before you ordered anything, all of a sudden you don't want to eat there. Why? It's the energy. It's the vibration of that place. You should get up and leave. Go where you feel comfortable. Do what makes you feel good. That's why people that are doing what they love never have to work again. They spend their whole life in a wonderful vibration. The person who truly understands how to pray puts himself in a wonderful vibration. I want to suggest you study it and understand this. You will attract to you whatever you're in harmonious vibration with. You are in control of the vibration you're in.
Welcome to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 40.
Episode 40.
Episode
40.
Holy
moly, we're into another season.
2022. I want to say that I miss each and one of you, if that's the correct English. I'm so excited I can't even speak English anymore.
You miss everybody.
I miss everybody. So you know what? Thank you for supporting us all the time. We love your support and we cannot wait to bring amazing content this year. And after a hiatus of vacations,
yeah,
and relaxation traveling with our family.
We're on a world tour with Muhammad, my man.
Yeah, we are back at it. So once again, thank you so much for supporting The Vibe You're In. For folks who've listened to our show, thank you so much for always tuning in. Michael, for folks who've never listened to this show, they're logging in. They're like, The Vibe You're In. They see the cover and they see me looking at something and you looking at something and there's brick behind us. Tell them what this show is all about.
Well, it's conversations that encourage the discipline of purposeful thinking. I think that's what we're about.
Learning how to think.
Learning how to think. Yo, we're not going to stop saying that. People got to start learning how to think.
We all know how to think.
Do you think we learn how to think?
No, we know.
Do we know how to think?
Do we know how to think?
Do we know how to think on purpose?
Yeah, exactly. So this show is basically about that. So if you are a first-time listener, thank you for spending the time and listening to us. Hope you like it. Share it. We're in practically every platform out there. And so thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And in a bunch of countries too.
We're in a bunch of countries.
I love
We've got a lot
I
of
love
support.
That part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to many people out of the USA realm.
We have a
realm.
Reach. We have a reach.
We have a reach. Is that what it's called? someone's actually taken the time to say, you know what? This looks interesting.
That's where the value is, right?
Mm-hmm.
While you're sleeping, somebody easily could be listening to you, like in China. And you're sleeping and they're awake.
Is that why I wake up in cold sweats, nightmares? Ah! And it's like, oh, someone's just listening to the vibe you're in. I'm good. Let me cuddle again.
You have reach.
I have reach. So, as always, thank you to our sponsor, no other than...
The Enchantment Room. I'm excited about this part. Can I get excited?
I think you can.
I'm enthused.
You're enthused?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because the Enchantment Room is coming along and it's about to open its doors. The brand new Enchantment Room.
Right.
The one downstairs.
It's doubling in size.
Oh my God.
I can't wait.
I can't wait for you guys.
I couldn't even imagine how to describe it. But I do encourage you that if you're looking to do a big venue, a massive venue with your family, friends, this is the place to be.
It's called, I believe my beautiful wife, V, calls it Industrial Modern Chic. I think that's the name.
Wow.
I don't even know what that means.
What do they do? Weddings and...
Weddings. Oh.
Wait a minute. We have a voice. Someone just walked in.
Did you hear that?
Someone just walked into the door. It's none other than Short Fuse, our first guest here in our show for 2022. Short Fuse, thank you for blessing our show.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know what's that? Now people can understand who Short Fuse is. I mean, we know exactly who he is, but a lot of people out there are like, okay, the music, the interlude, Short Fuse, who is he? Now he's going to be here talking about things that we love to talk about. Thank you for coming.
We can't wait.
We can't wait.
He's always he's a strong, silent type in the background.
You know,
just messing with the music.
To go back to our sponsor, it's amazing that V has been able to grow this exponentially. And I look really forward and I'm blessed to see this all coming together. So I am looking forward to this thing come.
Yes. And we are thankful and grateful.
And so as always, we always want to thank our super producer engineer extraordinaire.
Short Fuse.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That's cool. Short Fuse is here. I love it. This is going to be an awesome show.
Well, the show wouldn't be the show without Short Fuse.
That's right.
You know, it's Will Molina, Michael Santana, and Short Fuse.
Hey, Michael, we were on vacation together.
Yes,
we traveled into the California area.
Like Thelma and Louise?
Well, yes, but we were less, we were very respectful of the people around us. I don't know if they were. But we did California. We went to LA. We were there for a few days. Santa Monica area, which was awesome.
Yep. San Diego.
San Diego. You went to San
Culver
Diego.
Culver City.
Culver City.
We went nuts.
And then we ended up in Vegas. We drove from LA to Vegas, went through the Mojave Desert, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And
we took the long route, by the way.
We took the long route.
We went to check on a friend's house in Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
We found out that Tropicana and a few other corporations own a lot of land. It was surreal to come through the mountains, right?
How about passing by Borax?
Oh, my goodness. It was amazing.
It was.
And then we went through this. It looked like Pixar, like a Pixar movie. You come through the hills where there's snow-capped mountains, and you come back down, and then it just... You're going through these mountains and it opens up and it's just this field. And after you're in snow, you look down, it's all green.
In the next few weeks, we'll share some photos of our trip. Really, really amazing. It really helped me relax a little bit. 2021 was awesome. It was an awesome year, but it's always good to spend time with family, kind of unwind. And that's exactly what we did. And then we ended up in Vegas, which is, you know, the Disney of adults. And we had a great time.
Yeah, we did.
Subdued a little bit.
It was good.
But it was good. It was a different perspective of Vegas from the past.
We
got to see the Beatles show at Cirque du Soleil
in the Mirage,
which was pretty cool. Good restaurants, a lot of fun. We're back. We're back home.
Yeah, and I love it.
So today's topic is going to be an awesome one. The first topic of 2022.
Yep.
Michael, what is the first topic?
The first topic, because we want to just keep this whole thing flowing, right? The first topic is called Go With The Flow.
Go With The Flow.
Simple as that.
People may ask, what does that mean, go with the flow? The word has been thrown around for centuries, but what does it really mean?
Well, flow is to move along or out steadily and continuously in a current or stream.
Does it really mean just to let things just go?
It really does.
Okay.
At the end of the day, you just want to go with the flow. You don't want to go against the current. If you go against the current, what happens?
A lot of things can happen. You can drown if you're in the water, but not so bad. You know what? If you force things, they just don't happen. And so if you allow things to happen as they are going to happen, you go with the flow. It's easier. It's an easier transition to what you want to do.
This is the truth.
Yes.
Listen, Lao Tzu. Did I say that right? Or is it Tzu?
I'm going to go with Lao Tzu.
Tzu says, be still like a mountain and flow like a river. So in the stillness, right, that's where we find all our great ideas. That's where we're not getting into the noise, the distractions. We're just being still, right? And at the same time, we have to flow like the river. So we have to allow certain things to flow to and through us and not get caught up with these negative energies. We let them go, right? We've talked about all this.
Absolutely.
But going with the flow doesn't mean that you're being complacent. Going with the flow means that you're not pushing what you cannot control on others or yourself. If you can't control it, just go with the flow and only do the things that you can change.
Well, to take this topic, short fuse, you had an amazing back end of 2021 where a lot of things happened for you that you just eventually say, you know what, I'm going to go with the flow with whatever I envision, whatever's going to happen. And it seemed to me that there was a lot of successes by just allowing that to exist.
So as far as performing on a mic, you know,
yeah.
Like I've been on the stage 100 times, but I never really grabbed the mic.
As a DJ?
Yeah, as a producer.
Okay.
Doing beat battles and traveling everywhere, but to actually grab the mic and start rapping and just going all out performing was something that I just actually went with the flow.
Exactly. So
it was amazing to see.
It was amazing to see.
It was a thing, something that a lot of people
would. Well, I can tell you, I was there watching and I was floored.
Yeah.
And then I saw some people that know you beyond what I know you. Some people in the industry, some people that have, you know, had moments with you in the music industry, and they were floored too.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was amazing to see. But talk about a little bit about the transition. You obviously, you're a beat maker, you're a DJ, you've been on stage several times, and you were comfortable doing that. What was the switch? What did you say to yourself? Say, you know what? I'm going to switch it.
Well, it's because I got tired of trying to get artists to rap on my beats, which is, it's not an easy thing. And for years, they've been telling me to get on the mic and perform. Even my dad back in 2012, I just started dropping the songs from 2012 now. These songs are from like 2010, 2011. These are all old songs. So that's why some of the songs, they sing, you know, it's just old songs.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've been on another mind state.
Been trying to get Mikey on the mic since he wrote stuff back
high school.
When he was a teenager.
So just so that the audience understands, because a lot of the people know exactly what the dynamics are here in the room, but for folks who are listening for the first time, or some of you that are fans that don't know the dynamics, Mikey is Michael's son. Exactly. Because he said dad. And so I want to make sure that people understand that the conversation from this point forward visualize the fact that there's a moment in Michael's life where he sees his son progressing and opening up his mind to the opportunity of getting on the mic, which is a big thing.
Right. Which it's been, listen, let me tell you a little background about Mikey, and then he can stop me or he can take it over whenever he wants. Mikey started making beats at the age of 9 years old. All right. And at the time I was in the music industry, and I remember I slipped one of his beats into one of my beat tapes back then. Right.
So Michael, you had a passion for music.
I still do. I still love music.
Okay.
But I was a music producer, but Mikey was 9 years old. I slipped one of his beats into one of my beat tapes, and I was showing him to artists and
scientific
to be exact was the first one to say, I want that beat right there. And I started laughing. I said, you serious?
Wow.
I want that beat right there. I said, you know who made that beat? And he was like, Who? And I said, Mikey made that beat.
Now, how old was Mikey when this?
He was 9 years old. So he was like, Brandon's age right now.
When I was when I was five, I used to go up to my dad with the, you know, the xylophone with the four wheels on it.
Okay.
I used to have melodies.
Oh, that Fisher Price joint?
Yeah. I used to have melodies. I used to play for
I love that thing.
So, it means, he is music. He's always been music. And then by the age of like 17, he comes up and he says, look, I wrote this stuff. And he starts rapping. And I'm like, listen,
when I was little,
you need
I
to start rapping. But he sounded great. I was like, Manny, you know Manny.
Yeah.
My boy Manny. Shout out to Manny Ferreira. He was like, yo, this dude has to get on the mic, not just make the beats. He should be rapping on his own beats. But then he didn't want to do it.
Sure.
So fast forward.
He wasn't comfortable at the time.
He wasn't. It's something that he didn't want to do. He just didn't want to really, he really didn't want to do it. But he was great at it. And in the background, he was writing more songs the whole time. So there came a time, which he's talking about now in 2012, that he came up with like an album of stuff. And everybody was telling, you need to do this. You need to do this.
But it's a valuable lesson, what you just mentioned, because he continued to do something that he was passionate about. Didn't know when it was going to come out to the world. Didn't worry about whether it was going to come out or not, but he kept going. So many people have that inside of them where they know they have a purpose. They stop.
Ever since I started this podcast, I started following the steps and the different categories.
The principles of success.
Since you've been listening to our podcast. Show, yeah.
That's what helped me. You know, go with the flow, what I had to do.
That's awesome.
For myself, you know. And I realize a lot of people that are successful, they believe in their own craft.
Yeah.
Instead of like trying to, you know.
Yeah. It's following your intuition. We talked about that several times in our shows. Once you follow your intuition, you say, you know what, this feels right. And regardless of what people have to say, I'm going to continue to do that. And you don't even know where you're going to get to, but you know that you're going to get somewhere.
Yeah.
And they'll fast forward. Those stories are awesome. I mean, here he is, 9 years old, 10, 11, 12, doing things that most people will do when they're 20, 25, 30.
Right. And he had gotten on some albums. I mean, he was on, as a kid, he was on Crumb Snatch's album. He was on RSO's album, which was Made Men at the time.
Yep.
I mean, he was doing it. And it was just amazing to see, but he was always music. So in other words, if we go, going back to the topic, is it go with the flow or be the flow?
Right.
And I know that when it comes to the music, he is the flow. You know what I mean? So is it, do I go with the flow? So when he was rapping, he was like, do I go with the flow? Do I rap? He didn't have to say that with the music part because he was the flow. And you are the flow. And that's the major difference right there.
So you've been on stage in several places as a producer, a DJ. You're up front, you're on stage, and you're a different character. Walk me through that. Like, what's that emotion when you're out there? There's your friends, people that admire you. What were you going through at the time? Internally.
Internally? I just...
That was amazing.
Listen,
I finished doing, to be honest, I finished doing almost a 12-hour shift.
For work.
Okay,
okay.
I had the dress-up pants under my sweats.
It is.
And I grabbed all my hoodies, went straight over there. I was in the back. Nobody knew what was going on. Then I pop out of nowhere with a wig, you know, a white blazer, white pants, and just throw my beat machine on the stage. After a while, I just grabbed the mic, started rapping, and there was no turning back from there.
Amazing.
You know?
It was a great show. I'm telling you, it was just amazing to see because it was...
The theme was Hector Lavoe.
Right.
Right.
That's why I had the red shirt under the white pants, 70s hair.
Hector Lavoe is a famous salsa singer, not here with us anymore for the audience, and very influential as far as his music.
El Cantante.
Yeah, one of the Fania All-Stars.
Well, exactly. So Short Fuse took on that alter ego.
Right.
And was rapping his lyrics under the assumption that he was El Cantante.
Right. And that's what made it amazing.
Exactly.
So, you know, most rap shows you go out there, there's a dude on the mic with 50 dudes behind him, you know, doing nothing. And not everybody, but for the most part. You go out, it's a bunch of dudes on the mic, right? Yeah. This was a show. This was much different. It was, he came out.
El Cantante on his own.
He was the show. It was El Cantante. It was like watching Hector Lavoe, but rapping. And he was making the beats live at the same time. So it was just amazing to see.
Yeah.
And I was glad to see that you did go end up going with the flow and being yourself and letting that character out for the world to see.
Michael, how was that experience when you saw this all together? Now that you're talking about childhood situations with him and all these things, what, take me through what that feeling was.
When I saw him jump out as Hector Lavoe in the white suit.
Yeah, exactly.
It was amazing. It was a show. So, and then that's what I was trying to say, right? That it's not just watching like some kind of rap show. It was a show. So it's a show that can fit anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I just thought it was great. It was great to see that Fuse finally just jumped out and said, you know what? I'm going to do this. I don't care what anybody says.
That's the way it's supposed
to be. That, and that's what it's supposed to be. We don't have to get stuck and then shrunk down by the opinions of others.
Right.
It doesn't
matter. About the what ifs.
What ifs? Who cares? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just go out and do it. If it doesn't go right, you go back and do it again. Now you know what not to do. You do it right the next time. But he did it. He took a chance and it was freaking awesome.
It was.
Another thing, I wrote that whole thing down.
And so what we saw,
I had a screensaver for a long time.
Like a goal, like affirmations?
No, I just showed you. Remember I was showing you, look, one day I want to do this type of video months before that. And I showed you the whole thing written down.
So you visualized it.
I visualized it, but it happened unexpectedly. You know, it just happened and I already knew what I had to do.
Well, the good thing is that you allowed it to happen. You didn't hear about any what ifs. Why not? Yeah. Why should I? Shouldn't I? Should you said, you know what? This is what I want to do. You prepared yourself.
When the time
came,
I was ready.
Exactly.
When the time came, I was ready. I, even after a 12-hour shift, I was ready to go out there with a wig on.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter how tired you was. You just knew you were ready. That's good advice, Short Fuse, because people out there really need to hear that. Regardless of what you're going through, regardless of how tired you are, if that's what you want to do and you feel it, run with it. Go with the flow and don't look back.
Yeah. And the energy from the crowd woke me up too.
Oh, well, that helps too. I was there, so I know exactly what the energy was. So I really appreciate that whole night. It was pretty cool.
It was great. So let's talk about this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Is it go with the flow or be the flow?
Let's touch on that.
The simple answer is both.
Both.
The universe is in a constant state of flux, right? And it's a fluid of creation. We know this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always expanding. It's always looking for self-expression through those that open their hearts to infinite possibilities. The possibilities are endless when we open our hearts to whatever it is that we really can do with these characters that we're playing. Do I have to get into this thing?
Do it.
So it's a constant elevation, right? We've talked about this before. I've said it before. When you're in the flow of life, everything seems to be going right. Doors open, green lights. Everything's like, yes, right? And as long as it's perfect, you feel like you're in the flow.
Right.
But sometimes we feel stuck, do we not?
It can happen to anybody.
Right. And how do we get unstuck?
Keep moving.
Keep moving.
Keep moving.
That's right. So what do we do to keep moving?
Keep moving no matter how stuck you feel. Like when I feel stuck and I'm like ready to just lay there in bed all day, no matter what, I get up and do at least one thing, at least one or two things that's going to benefit me further, you know?
One or two things that's going to make you 1% better that day.
Yeah.
At least 1% better that day.
I'm talking about like on my days off, like when I don't have to work and I don't want to lay there, you know, I have to do something.
We know that time is not given. And so the moment you have time to work on your craft, you especially Short Fuse, it's imperative that you do. There's so many things that you do outside of your craft that help you get to the elevation that you want in your craft. And so when you talk about having to do something just to get better at it or be better, 1% better, we always say in the show, it's baby steps. You know, you could take a quantum leap, and if you feel that that's the route you want to take, it's okay. Don't fear what happens. Don't fear what the outcome is. Take the leap of faith. But for some of us, many of us who listen to the show, it's step by step. We don't really know the paradigms that you're involved in, what happened when you were young, whatever it may be, however you were raised, start it now. Take the baby steps one at a time. And you'd be surprised how much you see your life change. Your mindset changes when you're like, you know what? Today, regardless whether how tired I was And you're the example. You worked a full day that day physically. You could have said, you know what? Today's not today. I'm too tired. But you already had that in your mind. You were set. You were like, after I'm done with this, I'm putting on this outfit and I'm Hector Lavoie-ing this people to death. And they're going to love it.
I love it.
Right. So what's next for Short Fuse?
Right now, I've been just stacking up music, stacking up a lot of production. I got another project coming out. I just got Mammoth Them on a beat.
Wow.
Nice.
Stacking music.
In my world is that you are in your realm of creating music, because eventually a lot of people are going to come and say, I need this beat.
And I see that, and that's what I'm proud of, that I've seen, and I've heard you just say it earlier too, that you know, being the producer here on the show, you automatically have been, it's something that we do and we study every day, right? We have this discipline where we get up and we just want to be 1% better every day, and then we know that we occasionally have some quantum leaps, but we know that that all happens because we stay true to ourselves. We stay true to our discipline. And within that, Mikey's been able to do that, Fuse, right? So he's listening. He's editing the stuff too. So he's listening.
And he's phenomenal. He's going to have to edit this show.
Yeah. And so then he's applying everything that, and he has. I've seen it. I've seen the affirmations. I've seen the goal setting. I've seen the vision boarding. I've seen all these things that he's applying to himself. And then you start seeing this elevation, right? And it's been amazing. If you stick with it, like we said, right? It's just the possibilities are infinite. It's just great to see.
Michael, do you hear that?
I do.
It's the restaurant of the week. And for this week, we have a place that all three of us have ventured to take out an in-dining. And it's a unique place because from the outside, you're like, is this a bar? Is this a restaurant? But there's actually two restaurants in one. It's called Kruger's, which is the flatbread pizza area. And then on the right, it's called Olivia's. Let's talk about it, because I can tell you from my personal experience, the flatbreads and the pizzas are what we call bomb. Like that. Michael, what is your favorite part of Kruger's?
You know, I just go there for the pizza. They have specialty pizzas and it's very, very good. And I like the ambiance. I like the old mill brick
feel.
Yeah.
Pretty, when you walk in, cool. It definitely has that old nostalgic flavor. It's not a glitzy, fancy place.
They got a huge brick oven.
They got a huge brick, and it's exposed, exactly.
You can see everybody's pizza being made.
See, that makes it interesting because you can see the pizzas come out. You can get ideas on what the pizzas are. They're very flexible on their menu. They've got an array of pizzas, and they name them based on local places and local things. So there's a lot of Merrimack Valley involved in the naming of these pizzas. But they're very flexible. Like if you want a pizza with this ingredient and that ingredient, they'll put it together. They have no problem with that.
Yeah. And it's very good pizza too. Can I tell you my favorite?
Yeah, please.
It is the Shoe City.
See?
Roasted Shoe City. Chicken, sun-dried tomatoes, pesto, and feta. And yes, Shoe City, because Haverhill is Shoe City.
Back in the industrial ages, before I was born, but Michael was alive at the time.
That would be Merrimack Valley history.
Yes. Shoes were made in Haverhill. A good amount of shoes here made in the United States were made in the mills in Haverhill.
Yep.
So it was pretty cool. So they do have names on different things. Of course, I go back to the classic pepperoni pizza. Great pepperoni, really well-made pizza. But then there's the other side of the restaurant. So if you want fine dining, Italian food, there's Olivia's. Which is pretty cool. Same idea, same restaurant. You walk in, it's almost like you got to make a decision. Do I go left? Do I go right? My favorite part of a place in Kruger's to sit is the bar. As you walk in, there's a circular bar. Great place. You have good, you know, good beers on draft. They have some local beer there on draft as well. It's certainly a place to check out. Kruger's located in downtown Haverhill. It's on Essex Street, right off the train tracks there, the train station. Really good vibe, great place to have pizza. If you're into pizza and you want that pizza night and want to enjoy the flavors of the local fanfare and have that nostalgic feel, check out Kruger's, and they can be found on Kruger's Flatbread/Olivia's.com.
And if you have a child like I do, Brandon, They that only eats pasta, they serve the pasta with butter sauce. That's why we.
So they make a. So it is a Brandon approved restaurant.
Approved restaurant.
Mm-hmm. See,
it's Brandon approved.
It's Brandon approved. So that's great.
This pasta is Brandon approved.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Kruger's Flatbread and Olivia's, for being the restaurant of the week.
Delicious.
Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
So back to our show after that awesome interlude by Short Fuse.
Yes, yes.
And having a lot of pizza. Now I'm bloated.
Very good pizza.
Very good pizza. Pizza and beer.
Thank you, my Kruger. Favorite.
So, Michael, let's focus on the topic. Let's, you know, give folks out there, what does that look like? What do they do to just go with the flow?
Well, let's talk about going with the flow. You know, sometimes we do get stuck. And when you're not going with the flow, what you're really doing is you're not accepting what is.
Okay.
First thing you got to do is accept what is. Accept what's within your control. And you can't control sometimes situations. You can't control people. But you can always control yourself.
That's true.
That is a fact. And the only thing, as a matter of fact, that we can control in this life and on this planet is our own thoughts. That's the only thing that you can control. So you can take those thoughts, go with the flow, and make sure you don't get sucked into other people's stories. You know what I mean? And that's what it is. When you're trying to control other people and get the outcome that you want from them, you're not really going with the flow. You're not accepting what is, right? So the thing is that sometimes there's going to be people that want you... It's all a story.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go back to this. It's all a story. We're making up the stories as we go along. And this is a fact. You can change your story at any time. That's another fact. You can go from... being one way one day, change your thoughts on that, change your ideas on that, and come out and with another story the next day. So you can change lanes, you can change professions, you can do whatever the heck you want while you're right here. And sometimes people within your sphere want to suck you into their stories, and it could be a negative thing. So we have to understand that when we're going with the flow, that doesn't mean that you're going with the flow and you're getting sucked into these negative stories, because what you focus on expands, right?
That makes sense.
So we don't want to get stuck in that. We want to be empathetic. We want to be somewhat sympathetic, but we don't want to get sucked into believing other people's stories, right? Because going with the flow doesn't mean that you have to go with the flow of other people of what they're doing.
No, you have to focus. Be who they are. Exactly. You have to focus on what you want to do.
Right.
And then allow yourself to just go with the flow with your thoughts and continue and see that path and say, you know what, this is exactly where I want to be. This is exactly what I want to do, and nothing's going to distract me.
Right. And one of those things can be that. Some people might say, well, you're not being sympathetic or you're not being empathetic. No, I am. I hear you, but I don't have to go with that flow in the direction that you're going. I just think that, and you don't have to say anything sometimes. Just
well, I think quiet. That, exactly. But I think that in most cases, when you do have those distractions and you allow those things to take place, you lose focus on what you want to do. Sometimes it gets you in trouble because you're like, wait a minute, I wasn't supposed to be doing this, and yet it's taking away from what I want to accomplish. We know time is not given. It's super short. And so why not focus on the things you want to do, allow yourself to flow or let things flow as you're traveling and doing the things and being who you are to get to the next level, that journey that you're trying to create, and say, you know what? What am I doing? What do I want to do? This is what I want to do. I have this focus. I have this vision board. I have all these things in front of me. I don't need the distractions. Let me go and be part of this channel, be part of this funnel of myself, and allow these things to flow through.
Right.
I don't know what I said there.
I know what you said.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
There you go. So at the end of the day, this is what it is. All I'm really trying to say is that there's going to be moments where you do get stuck. This is what we want you to do. Accept what is, number one.
Okay.
Hold on to your own truth, which is hold on to your own story, the way you see things in the screen of your mind that go with your goal, that go with the ultimate end result, because you're living from the end result, right? You're not living from right now. You're not living through your five senses. You're living from the unseen. The unseen is things that people can't see and that you don't go around talking about because they're your personal goals. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you will get distractions. Sometimes people do want to suck you in with their stories, and sometimes those stories are negative. So you're going to have some empathy, but you're not going to get sucked into this story to the point where you're crying with them or saying, oh my God. No, you can't do that part, because what you're doing is you're focusing on that negative, the negative aspects of what they're talking about, and right, where you focus on expands. So I'm not saying be a jerk. What I'm saying is just to stay focused on yourself, because at the end of the day, how do you stay focused on yourself? How do you get back to where you're supposed to be when you do get stuck, right? If you're not accepting what is gratitude. The minute you feel yourself not feeling yourself, you just be grateful. Write down 3 to 10 things of what you're grateful for. That'll automatically put you back in the vibe of where you should be.
Well, if you practice the routines on a daily basis, then you should not deviate or allow yourself to deviate from what you want
to
do.
Stick to your discipline.
Being grateful in the morning, your affirmations, your meditation, understanding that whatever's going to happen that day is going to happen, but you're going to continue to go to the path of where you want to be. You shouldn't deviate from anything else if you practice those things on a daily basis. Right.
And if you find that you do right away, just be grateful.
Exactly.
You can be grateful for so many things. It's endless. The gratitude is endless. In imagination, you hold on to your goal, the screen of your mind. You focus on that and that only. You have faith, you believe 100% that your goal is going to come true. You're living from the end anyways. You're looking at yourself 5 years from now. If I was to make this happen, what would that look like for 5 years from now? Well, you bring that to right now, to your present moment. Focused on the things that you're doing right now. Obviously, you're not going to have your mind in the future while you're working now, but you're right, going to stay focused. You're going to believe it 100%. Then you're going to have that gratitude. You're going to be grateful like it already happened. And then you're always taking action. Like you said, stay disciplined. Discipline is the most important part, because we can easily get wrapped up and lost back out there into the matrix doing nothing, which is the worst.
And being stuck.
Being stuck. Get unstuck. Go with the flow. Be the flow.
Be the flow. So I want to thank Short Fuse for being in our show today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. It's such an honor to have you here. For folks who listen to our show, it's been an amazing ride so far, because you get to hear some of the amazing work that Mr. Short Fuse can put together in our interludes.
Yeah, and then just like in your real life, we're glad, because you're always here, but we're glad that we have you in front of the mic, which we know that that's where you really belong.
Exactly. Yes, I want to... go ahead.
I said, yeah,
shit, yes. I want to thank our sponsor of the evening.
The Enchantment Room. And they can be reached at theenchantmentroom.com and also at froggiespartypad.com. But if you want a great event at a brand new venue that is industrial, modern, chic, and I hope I'm saying that right, and if I'm not, my wife will let me know that I'm
wrong.
That's
okay, yeah.
Go to theenchantmentroom.com. It is going to be, it's coming out amazing. It's just about done. Doors are almost open. And also keep your ears out, because we, The Vibe You're In, will be having our first workshop. We'll have more details on that in the next episode.
Absolutely.
We're not going to get too deep in this, but it's going to be something that we already started telling some people and they're excited. So it's going to be something that you want to be part of.
Absolutely.
Talking about visualizing. So we'll give you a hint right there. It's just getting into the flow of purposeful thinking.
Visualizing while listening to... some positive thinking.
Yep. And Short Fuse will be there.
As well.
As the music director, supplying the tunes.
Yep.
That's right. So as we always end our episode, we are over.
And...